T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, after a historic and extended delay, your patience is rewarded. And it's my pleasure to tell you, it is baseball time in Texas.
Yes, gosh, that's awesome to hear, man. Chuck. That is so great to hear.
Well, Chuck, stand up, right? Zero, stand up as well. I need to look down at you guys, see what's going on. Yeah, we are all six to midnight right now.
What can I do?
That was badass, dude.
We are, in fact, the home of Texas Rangers baseball. In case you didn't know, your DFW Sports Station 105.3, the fan Chuck Morgan there, your Rangers PA announcer. Baseball time in Texas. We're gearing up the 23rd or 24th of July. The 60-game schedule set to be released, hopefully by tomorrow. I think we might get it ready to rock so we know exactly who the Rangers will open up against. And those 30 home games versus 30 road games, the start times, a lot of them I expect will be West Coast games. I think I was reading it's like 74%, 75% of the Rangers games are going to end up being West Coast time games. So,
man, that's
late nights. Late nights.
It's a real bummer.
So we'll get that 7 to 8:30 leading into Rangers baseball.
Oh, yeah. We'll do a lot of Rangers sort of pregame.
We'll be pregaming. And then on the home games, we'll get to postgame.
Yeah. No, that's going to be lit. No, that is going to be lit, but I just know the folks that love watching the Rangers, and you got to stay up so late. Now, these extra inning games probably will be mitigated a little bit thanks to the new rules, which I do have a little nugget on that, by the way. We can get to at any point tonight that I found pretty interesting.
I mean, bring it up if you want to.
Well, it's the extra innings rule.
Do I need a filibuster for you?
No, you're fine. I got it actually right here, and it's from The Athletic. And basically, it's that technically a team could lose a perfect game based on these new extra inning rules.
Oh, really?
And it's weird. So they're taking it from the minor leagues. And
right,
it's
like the runner starts on second.
Right, the runner starts on second. So the Tampa Tarpons of the Florida State League had this happen to them in 2018. They took a perfect game into extra innings. The extra innings began with a runner on second, which is what the MLB is going to be doing now. And what happened after that kind of messes up the story. This is according to The Athletic. Since they then committed an error and the winning run later scored on a fielder's choice ground out situation, that game is a reminder that something like this could totally happen. 9 perfect innings, 10th inning starts with a man on second, wild pitch, sack fly, and voila. The team allowing no hits, walks, errors, or hit by pitches still loses. And so there's some, they say there's several variations on this theme here, but all 100% plausible. So how about that?
No, it makes sense.
That's insane. Traditionalists right now are losing their mind. The old me would just be, I would be breaking stuff.
Hey, I saw Hixey was tweeting about it. He is not a fan. Not a fan of this and not having extra innings. Good old Matt Hicks, friend of the show, of course. You'll be able to hear him again alongside Eric Nadell and Jared Sandler here on your home of the Rangers on the Texas Rangers Radio Network broadcast. Now, we got a couple of texts that came in from the 214. Sipping on the elixir of life, Diet Coke, and my bladder is about to explode if I don't find a bathroom out here on I-10.
Dad?
That sounds horrible.
I think that might be my dad.
Is your dad a big Diet Coke guy?
Loves Diet Coke. Actually, I think it's the Coke Zero. My bad. Not my dad. Maybe it's yours. Not my dad.
And from the 469, from the 214, Sipping on my Natty Light because I'm cheap. Obviously, the reason the nosebleeds is the only show I can afford to listen to.
Touché, hey, man.
Touché, my
Welcome
friend.
Welcome to the club, bro. It's the only show we can afford to listen to as well.
It is. And it's fine with me. I mean, I like also drink some Natty Light. You mean like all of them?
Like all of those, yeah.
Okay, we got big news today, though,
Walchuk.
As Chris Woodward had his Zoom conference, much like John Daniels did yesterday, and we played during headlines what JD had to say about fans being in the stands. Well, Woody gave us a little insight on who he is going to select as the Rangers' opening day starting pitcher.
Lance Lynn is going to start opening day. They've already been informed. I've talked to all of them before this thing. I was actually going to announce it the next day. Unfortunately, we got shut down, so they're very aware of it. I think it does go to say, I do want to speak on behalf of, you know, Mike and Corey. You know, when we traded for Corey Kluber, a lot of people asked me like, okay, you got your opening day starter. And I thought it was a little bit, I wouldn't say disrespectful to Lance and Mike, but I know Corey is a tremendous pitcher, two-time Cy Young winner, but what Lance and Mike have done for our ball club for the last couple years, especially last year, you know, they deserve, obviously, that start. So, you know, I went back and forth with Lance and Mike, and I know I gave it to Mike last year, and I talked to Mike about this. He did nothing to not deserve to start this year. This was tipped just I felt like I gave it to Mike last year with kind of weighing both of them, and this year I felt like, you know, I'll give it to Lance. And Mike was very understanding of that, and both of them had heck of a year, both really good years last year, and carried our ball club, so. They both deserve it, but at the end, I felt like since I gave it to Mike last year, I'll give it to Lance this year.
Understandable, and I love the way that Woody broke that down in giving really his thought process throughout the entire answer there and why he went with Lance Lynn. Because, Eric, you know, we had talked about that. We were doing our, you know, Rangers hot stoves out at Miller Tavern at Texas Live in February. We did it every Thursday night, getting ready for spring training. And it was conversations that we'd kind of had back and forth. I thought it was going to be Mike Minor again. I really did.
Yeah.
And to Woody's point there, a lot of people assumed it's probably going to be Corey Kluber. Kluber's a guy who's won a Cy Young. He's the most recognized and has the best resume of the three, but he is coming back from injury. And I thought based on what Minor did last year, it should be Mike. But Lance also had a fantastic year. And he's my spirit animal. So I'm not upset about Lance Lynn getting the nod.
No, we got that actually in the works already for future bet payoff situations since you guys already kind of look alike. Whenever we fill in on the big time shows, the day shows, and we're on the fan cam, we're going to do some bet payoff stuff. And I think one of your first payoffs when you inevitably lose one of our sports bets here on the show, you're going to have to come in full decked out Rangers Lance Lynn gear, and you're going to be Lance Lynn for the day.
All right. I might have to have Jared help me get dressed, but
yeah, I think
it wouldn't be the first time.
No, that's his specialty.
From the 214. All right. Didn't find that bathroom. I heard Chuck Morgan and peed myself, but I feel better now.
Yeah. Yeah. We all preed our pants as well when we heard that.
Yep. All right. So back to Woody here real quick. I do want to play this because this is going to be a 60 game sprint to the finish. And I'm curious, you know, from Woody's perspective, how do you prepare for that?
You know, when I say it's a sprint, you know, I told the staff today, it's like we're entering August tied for a playoff spot. And I think that's the mentality. What would our mentality be in that situation? You know, last year we were close to a playoff spot, you know, heading in July. By the All-Star break, we were, you know, close to, you know, not out of it, but we had fallen back a little bit. So you talk about last year, if we were in the playoff hunt in August, that's where we're at right now. So I think every team has to look at it that way. We got to look at it that way. Our players got to think of it that way. You know, spring training is going to be shorter, so we're not going to have as much time to prepare. Kudos to our staff and our players have all prepared. Like, I can't even imagine, you know, if we were to do this again, that we could be more prepared physically. And I know mentally, you know, that's going to be the biggest test. There's going to be a lot of issues this year. Some people may test positive. There's going to be a lot of things that are out of our control with regard to the game. So as far as preparation goes, our guys are ready. And that's what I'm probably most proud of in this time off. Now we have to go out and play. But like I said, it's going to be a sprint from day one. Game one to 60 is going to be a progression of just more importance, basically, with number one being really, really important. And you can, you know, obviously go from there to the 60.
All right, so the one interesting thing he said there, talking about how you start off and you're all already in the hunt. You're 60 games out, you're still in the hunt. And oftentimes, by the time you're 60 games out of the end of the season, a lot of these teams are already like basically like out in a lot of instances. Well, I came across this. This is my MLB stat of the day. Are you ready for this? For the first time in their franchise's history, the Miami Marlins have a share of first place in the NL East with 60 or fewer games remaining in the regular season. I'm going to read that for you one more time.
Oh, that's amazing.
For the first time, the very first time in the franchise history of the Miami Marlins, they have a share of first place in the NL East division with 60 or fewer games remaining in the regular season.
That is shocking.
Is that not insane? What
especially
an
since they've won I know, the World Series.
I know, but I guess when they won the World Series, they weren't necessarily division winners that year.
Yeah.
So that they, is
both times it was pretty shocking.
No doubt. But man, I just found that to be insane.
Yeah, from the 2-1-0, too bad it takes Odor 3 months to find his swing, which is, hey, you know, we're starting at the end of July, though, and July is usually Rugi's month.
Yeah, he's going to have about
three good games. You know, that week of the first week of the season.
Which, percentage-wise, is like a huge chunk of the season.
Maybe he can help the Rangers get off to a fast start, and from the 8-1-7, with a 60-game season, you can't have Lynn on the bump opening day. Every game is meaningful, and whoever we play is going to have an ace. Well, I'll tell you, I know Mike Minor. He got the nod to be the All-Star Game representative from the Rangers. But if you look at Lance Lynn's numbers last year, he had more wins, he had a better ERA, and he had a better whip than Mike Minor. I think Lance Lynn will be just fine.
Yeah, he's a total stud. I'm not worried about Lynn. I do respect the point, though, on the Autoflex Leasing fan text. And I did want to read this one, Walchuk, because we got a guy who can't wait to get off of work, and he also wishes he was sipping on some claws right now. And that is from the 817.
Mango?
I think he's probably hinting at the mango. I'm a big lime guy myself. But
is there a flavor you just don't like?
I discovered over the weekend, actually, that the Corona's got a hell of a seltzer.
Corona seltzer.
Corona, like, everybody's got a seltzer now, and I tried the Corona one.
The Bud Light's pretty good. I've had that.
It's Natty pretty
Light.
Good.
I told you, I like Natty Light. Have you tried it yet?
I haven't tried the Natty pretty Light
good.
One yet.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
you cheap, had it and I like that.
Wedding. Yeah. But no, the Corona one, I would recommend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.